Hi, I'm Jennifer Rumsey, and you're listening to This Is Purdue.
Hi, I'm Kate Young, and you're listening to This Is Purdue, the official podcast for Purdue University. As a Purdue alum and Indiana native, I know firsthand about the family of students and professors who are in it together, persistently pursuing and relentlessly rethinking. Who are the next game changers, difference makers, ceiling breakers, innovators? Who are these Boilermakers? Join me as we feature students, faculty, and alumni taking small steps toward their giant leaps and inspiring others to do the same.
When I went to Purdue, there were 10, maybe 15% women in engineering. It was pretty small, and so I've gotten very used to there, and even times in my career of looking around and just not seeing other women. And so it is one of the reasons I'm really passionate about that investment in helping young girls and helping women see the opportunities and grow in these STEM fields and taking advantage of the opportunities that will then ultimately help companies like Cummins and the society more broadly really be successful.
In this episode of This Is Purdue, we're talking to Jennifer Rumsey, CEO of Cummins, one of the world's largest engine manufacturers. We had the opportunity to interview Jennifer right inside Cummins headquarters in Columbus, Indiana. In our conversation, Jennifer discusses her experience as a Purdue mechanical engineering student and how that led her to 4 internships with Cummins during her Boilermaker journey. That's right, Jennifer climbed the ladder from intern to the most senior role at Cummins, CEO. Jennifer digs into the importance of leading a 104-year-old company into the future and the long-lasting legacy she hopes to leave at Cummins, including the Destination Zero strategy, which aims to decarbonize, reduce emissions, and lead diesel engines into a greener, more sustainable future. And as we celebrate Women's History Month in March, you'll hear Jennifer's biggest lessons and advice for fellow women in STEM and why she believes inclusivity and representation are necessary for shaping our society for the better. Jennifer kicks our conversation off by sharing more about her ties to both Purdue and Cummins.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us on This Is Purdue, the official university podcast. You have a lot of ties to Purdue. You're an Indiana native. You went to Purdue. Your daughters both go to Purdue now. So tell us about your first memory growing up. You grew up here in Columbus. What was your first memory of Purdue and why did you decide to come here?
Yeah, well, as you noted, Kate, I have a lot of connections to Purdue today. I grew up in Columbus, Indiana. So being in the state of Indiana, of course, you know Purdue growing up. I have to confess that I was actually an IU fan growing up. My parents were really into IU basketball. And it was really when I started thinking about engineering. I babysat for a Cummins engineer who went on to become our chief technical officer.
Wow.
Who encouraged me to think about engineering because I was good at math and science. And that really led me to think about Purdue. And if you live in the state of Indiana, what a great school to have available to you. And, you know, having heard so much about Purdue, I switched. So now I'm a loyal Boilermaker.
Well, and we're down south, right? So we're close to Bloomington.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, Jennifer has certainly worked her way up through the ranks at Cummins. But after graduating from Purdue, she actually started her career working for a company that specializes in fuel processing and fuel cells in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She went on to receive her master's in mechanical engineering from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Then in 2000, she returned home to Columbus and started working for Cummins. Since then, she's held a number of positions of increasing responsibility and impact, including bringing new platforms and technologies to market, driving improvement in product quality, and developing the capability of global teams. In 2015, she succeeded John Wall as the company's chief technical officer, becoming the first woman to hold that position. And by the way, remember that Cummins engineer Jennifer grew up babysitting for? That engineer was John Wall. Then in 2022, Jennifer was named the 7th CEO of Cummins, the first woman to lead the company since it was founded in 1919. She digs into her engineering career post-Purdue and her Cummins career journey.
So when you were a student at Purdue within the School of Mechanical Engineering, you had 4 internships with Cummins. This is unique because not many people go from an intern all the way to the highest level of CEO of Cummins. So tell us about that journey and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a journey from growing up here, you know, in Columbus, where Cummins is headquartered, to interning here during my time in college, and then now as CEO. And I would say Cummins is really a hire to develop culture. So we like to bring people in as interns and then continue to invest and give our employees a chance to grow and evolve. And that's exactly what I've done in my career. So those internships really helped me start to see what engineering was all about. And while I started in engineering, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do with that. I ended up going to graduate school and working for a fuel cell startup company for a few years because I love solving complex problems. And I realized that at that time that I wanted to do something that really mattered and made a difference to a customer and the environment. That's always been important to me. I'd had a great experience as an intern for Cummins with the work we were doing and the culture of the company. So I came back and again, my career, people invested in me, helped me grow, kind of see and realize my potential. There's a lot of focus on how do we recognize and take advantage of diversity at Cummins. And that led me to become chief technical officer of the company. And then after a few years in that role, I started thinking about the business opportunity we face and became CEO about 18 months ago.
That's incredible. And the person that you used to babysit for, what did he think about you taking over CTO?
It's an amazing story. Quite proud of me, I would say, from, you know, growing up and encouraging me to consider engineering and really being a lifelong mentor and sponsor, which are so important to help you see what you can become. And as a woman in engineering, kind of, you know, helping me see opportunities beyond what I might have envisioned were it not for him as a mentor for me.
I asked Jennifer how her experience at Purdue helped shape her into who she is today.
Purdue is an incredible engineering school. And I think that the combination of that engineering education and the internships to help me see what you could do with an engineering degree was very important in shaping me. That said, it's a lot more than about just getting a good education. And Purdue is really a whole experience. And that's what I enjoyed about it. It's all of the other clubs and activities that you can get involved in. It's about Division I sports. The basketball team was really good, like it is currently. My time in Mackey Arena, you know, time with friends and groups and things that I did. Purdue also, I think, really shaped me. And then last, I would say I met my husband, Jim, at Purdue. So I owe Purdue a lot because of that and that meeting him and person who's become a lifelong partner and supporter of me.
And speaking of Boilermaker Athletics and Jennifer's husband, Jim, who is also a College of Engineering alum, she shares one of her favorite memories from her time at Purdue.
My favorite memory probably is a football game my sophomore year where my husband, Jim, and I had been friends since freshman year. And it was kind of at that football game that we realized there was something more. So I have these really clear memories of that fall day and watching the game and that change in the relationship.
Jennifer also reflects on her favorite classes and professors from her Purdue experience.
You know, I really enjoyed classes that were things like thermodynamics, fluid dynamics, heat transfer, maybe why I ended up working for an engine company eventually. I joke with my daughters about what are my favorite classes versus theirs, which are sometimes different. I think, though, that my favorite memory in mechanical engineering was my junior year when I took a research class. And it's a great opportunity that Purdue gives students to get involved in research. Professor Soika was my professor for that. He'd also been a teacher for one of my classes and just getting that hands-on experience in that research environment at Purdue.
In 2022, Jennifer was named one of the 50 most powerful women in business by Fortune magazine. Fortune highlighted her more than two decades of experience at Cummins, noting how she has led the company through supply chain shortages, helped drive 21% year-over-year revenue growth to $24 billion in 2021, and laid the foundation for the developing technologies for hybrid and electric engines. This Boilermaker trailblazer shares the importance of showing young women the opportunities that are available in STEM and what it means to see her own two daughters follow in her footsteps and pursue careers in mechanical engineering.
We discussed your daughters there at Purdue. You're a really proud advocate for women pursuing engineering and STEM degrees and careers overall. Why do you feel that women uniquely bring something to the STEM fields that help move industries and innovations forward?
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I look at the opportunities in the STEM field, when I look at the challenges that our society and our planet faces, I view it as we need everybody that has capability and potential in the space to recognize those opportunities and be given a chance to be a part of it. And unfortunately, because there aren't always role models of other women pursuing these fields, sometimes young girls, women don't consider it. When I went to Purdue, there were 10, maybe 15% women in engineering. You know, it was pretty small. And so I've gotten very used to, you know, there and even at times in my career of looking around and just not seeing other women. And so it is one of the reasons I'm really passionate about that investment and helping young girls and helping women see the opportunities and grow in these STEM fields and taking advantage of the opportunities that will then ultimately help companies like Cummins, you know, and the society more broadly really be successful.
What's your favorite advice to give these young girls and women pursuing these journeys? And even with your own daughters, yeah. What kind of things do you tell them to kind of overcome maybe some of these challenges?
Yeah, well, the reality is that when you look around, sometimes there's a mixture of, can I do it because I don't see anybody that looks like me? And also trying to fit into a certain mold that you might see there. So with my own daughters, I've always encouraged them to pursue what they're passionate about and makes them happy. My husband and I are both very happy, of course, that they're studying engineering like we did at Purdue. That's fantastic. I by no means was saying, hey, you have to study engineering at Purdue. It's about what are you interested in and staying true to yourself, not trying to fit a mold that others might expect you to do and the peer pressure that can exist in our society. And then, you know, learn and grow from challenges and mistakes that we all have and use that to help you be a better person, you know, do more in your life. And I think that advice is very similar to young girls is really understand yourself and don't be afraid to do something new or different, to believe in yourself while you also surround yourself and use people that understand and care about you to also help you think about what you can do. And that has been my exact experience. I think because of my upbringing, I had a, you know, very strong supportive mother. I had a lot of belief in myself. And I had people like John Wall, who I talked about, like my husband, that encouraged me to think big about what I can do. And so I just think there's so much opportunity if young girls can find those two things and then pay it forward to others as they find their own success.
Now, are they both studying mechanical engineering?
Much to my husband's dismay, because he's a computer and electrical engineer.
Okay.
From Purdue. They are both studying mechanical engineering. They're senior and sophomore there.
Oh, this year. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is so fun to see it through their eyes, right? You and your husband can kind of repeat your experiences
exactly. Through
your daughters.
Speaking of Jennifer's Boilermaker daughters, we featured one of them on our This Is Purdue podcast back in 2022 as part of our episode highlighting the Purdue Formula Society of Automotive Engineers, or SAE. Helen Rumsey, a senior in mechanical engineering, is part of the student organization, and she and her team design and build custom race cars. Then they go compete against hundreds of other universities from around the world. Helen discussed how SAE provides hands-on experience to create innovative car designs and test engineering skills with real-world problems. We link this episode for you in our show notes if you'd like to check it out. Jennifer has put more than two decades of work toward a greener, more sustainable future. As CEO, she is focused on clean energy solutions and reducing environmental impacts while improving the performance of diesel engines. As part of this focus, Cummins formally launched Destination Zero in 2022. Jennifer shares more about this strategy and why it's so important to protect our planet for the future.
Cummins is a power solutions provider. Our history is in diesel engines. We're 104 years old, and we're investing in a range of different power solutions today that will meet our customers' needs now and as they evolve for the future in a way that allows our industry to decarbonize. And that's what our Destination Zero strategy is all about. It's about advancing solutions that are broadly available and viable today, because our customers also serve applications at the heart of the economy. School buses that are taking our kids to school every day, trains that are moving goods, backup power generation for critical applications like hospitals, or, you know, fun applications like Statue of Liberty. And so, you know, the work matters, and we contribute to global CO2 emissions. And so decarbonizing matters. This is one of the big reasons I became CEO, is that there's a tremendous opportunity for Cummins to grow and continue to make a positive difference in powering a more prosperous world.
And of course, there's still a long way to go, right? But What do you believe is the biggest obstacle standing between you and Destination Zero right now?
You know, it's easy to talk about the technology transition that needs to happen. It's very difficult to replace a diesel engine. Diesel engine in terms of power density and durability and meeting these very demanding applications is really good. And we've refined it over time. And so finding alternate solutions that can serve that customer need and also build out the infrastructure, because there's typically different fuels or charging that's required, also takes time. And so partnerships become really important. And that's a strength that Cummins has had of partnering with our customers, with others in our industry, with the government, and helping define regulations and standards and how this and policies and how these evolve for the future. On my first week as CEO, I was advocating for some of the climate change provisions that are in the IRA as an example, because this is going to be a complicated journey and it's an important one because those customers are serving important applications today and we need to protect our planet for the future.
If you'd like to learn more about Destination Zero, we have more information on this strategy linked in our podcast show notes for you. Jennifer has already achieved a few firsts when it comes to Cummins' storied company legacy. She was the first woman chief technical officer and the first woman CEO. And as we just heard, when it comes to the Destination Zero strategy, Jennifer is bringing next level innovation to this company. She shares more about the culture and evolution of Cummins.
So Cummins was started in 1919. It's over 100 years old now. What do you hope that your legacy will be at Cummins? You must have immense pride leading this 100-year-old brand.
I do have immense pride to the company, to what we represent, to our Destination Zero strategy and what is happening in that, and also the culture of the company. And so for me as CEO, I want my legacy to be about how we evolve the company for the future. And when I say that, I mean the products and the technologies and how we're serving our customers' needs, that we're evolving what we do, our people, right? And how we're investing in the skills and in the capability and ensuring all of our employees have an opportunity to reach their full potential and the impact that we then have, you know, on all of our stakeholders and in our business.
The building is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And the Indy location is gorgeous. So it feels like there's a good culture just when I walk in. So
yeah, it's about innovation and it's about caring and it's about working together to power a more prosperous world and make a difference.
Any tips on Boilermakers right now who are listening, who are interested in interning, or maybe it's been their goal to come here and work for Cummins?
We are a hire to develop culture. We love hiring interns. There's a variety of opportunities here at Cummins. It's an amazing place to work. I encourage you to, while you're an intern, it's just a great time to experience different cultures of different companies and different types of work. And then certainly in your career at Cummins, there's so many different things that you can do with that engineering degree.
So we know Jennifer is part of a family of Boilermakers and Boilermaker engineers, to be more specific. I also asked her why she's proud to be a part of this broader Purdue family and community.
Purdue is a large school. I know President Chang talks about pinnacle of excellence at scale, right? It's a large school, and it's also one that creates a lot of loyalty and connection with people. And so you go out into the world from Purdue University with this network of people that you cross paths with wherever you go. And of course, I travel around the world as a part of my job, and you meet Boilermakers everywhere. And so it builds that really special connection. That connection for me has deepened with time because of two daughters there that provides me an opportunity to continue to connect with the school. And we hire a lot of people from Purdue. We do research work with Purdue. And so I've just, you know, continued to strengthen that Boilermaker passion and connection in my life.
We've had a lot of guests say they're traveling to all different countries. They're wearing Purdue gear and they hear the boiler up and they're in Japan or, you know.
Exactly.
Do you still keep involved with athletics?
I watch games for sure. I try to make it to at least one football game and one basketball game a year and definitely watch them on TV when I'm not able to do that.
Yes. Awesome.
And my daughter actually runs for the Purdue cross country and track team.
Oh, wow.
So I've been to a few of those events as well.
Wow.
Jennifer shares her next giant leaps with us.
I think professionally, I talked about this Destination Zero strategy and the change that's happening at Cummins and really how we continue to transition and reposition Cummins for the future. So that really is the giant leap for me. It's going to be a big change. As I said, 104-year-old company that has its roots in diesel engines. And we have changed and transformed the company over time. We've embraced the need for change and used that to drive innovation. Most of us that are engineers step up when presented with a challenge. And that's really how I think about what's ahead for us here at Cummins. For me personally, I'm already at the empty nest stage. My daughters are going to begin their own careers. And so I look forward to moving into that phase of my personal life.
We ended our interview with Jennifer with some rapid fire questions. She takes us through a day in the life of a CEO.
Okay, so we're going to do some rapid fire with Jennifer here. Okay, first up, what is your morning routine like?
First thing I do in the morning is I have three dogs, take them outside, give them breakfast. I like to work out in the morning at least 3 days a week. And then breakfast and coffee because I never skip a meal before I get into my work.
Love it. Okay, next up. What is the best career advice you've ever received?
The best career advice I've ever received is to recognize that you can do jobs in your own way. For me as a woman in engineering, I've sometimes looked at other leaders and engineers and thought, that's not the way that I want to do a job. And I got great advice from our former CEO, Tom Linebarger, of being comfortable doing the job my way and recognizing that often that's actually what the company needs.
I love that. How do you work to get your inbox to zero? Is it possible as a CEO, Jennifer?
So as you can imagine, a CEO, I do get a lot of email. I try to stay on top of my email. And the way that I do that is really with a strong partnership with my assistant, Michelle, that helps me make sure I'm focused on the things that are most important and helps me with the things that are less important.
Head over to our podcast YouTube page, youtube.com/@ This is Purdue, and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Plus, you can watch our full video interview with Jennifer inside Cummins on our YouTube page as well. And as always, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Purdue is hosted and written by me, Kate Young. At this special podcast shoot at Cummins, our podcast videography was led by Ted Schellenberger in collaboration with John Garcia, Thad Boone, Ali Cheney, and Zach Mogensen. Our social media marketing is led by Maria Welch. Our podcast distribution strategy is led by Teresa Walker and Carly Eastman. Our podcast photography for this episode was done by John Underwood. Our podcast design for this episode was led by Caitlin Freeville. Our podcast team project manager is Rain Gu. Our podcast YouTube promotion is managed by Megan Hoskins and Kirsten Bowman. Additional writing assistance is led by Sophie Ritz. And our This is Purdue intern is Caroline Keim. Thanks for listening to This is Purdue. For more information on this episode, visit our website at purdue.edu/podcast. There you can head over to your favorite podcast app to subscribe and leave us a review. And as always, boiler up.